Just butterfly That's knives and brass knuckles.
Steve. Just do the fucking intro. Steve. Because you're going to put it off forever. And now it's your turn. You're going to do it now. And then in rotation later, you won't have a problem with it. Steve. Just get the first Steve. One over with.
Do the intro.
Do it.
What did Devin say?
Silence.
Yo, this is the Moose Knuckle Podcast, episode 5. I'm Steve.
What? What else, Steve?
Oh, yeah, we have a website.
That's right, we do.
What's the address, Steve?
What was it?
Moose Knuckle Podcast. Then?
WordPress.
.wordpress.com. What is it, Steve?
Moose Knuckle Podcast.wordpress.com.
Excellent, buddy.
Ding, 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 ding.
Fuck yes. I'm Steve.
I'm one of the white guys, Hunter.
I'm Devin.
Alrighty. So
see, I told you that shit wasn't that hard.
Yeah, that wasn't hard.
Good work,
all.
Buddy.
So start this episode off. Devin pointed out how I think mainly stupid people talk on their speakerphone, but then hold it right next to their face.
Yeah, this is pointless. Like, speakerphone allows you to speak and hear distance from your phone. If you're going to hold it right next to your mouth, you're already using, you're losing that distance for its voice recognition. And now it's like speech. If you didn't hold it straight away from your face, you just tilted it towards your ear, you wouldn't even need speakerphone. The only reason is to be stupid looking in your car, annoy the fuck out of everybody around you, and make me want to fucking kill you.
Well, see, that's when I use it is in my car. If I'm driving and I put it on a speakerphone and have it on my lap.
Yeah, or in the cup holder, or on your dashboard, or plugged in, or anywhere except in your hand, in front of your face.
You put your phone on your dashboard?
Yeah. I don't know if you have one of those green sticky things. Remember, he throws out the window.
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah, as seen on TV.
What the fuck are you?
You know what I'm talking about? It's called the green, like,
wait,
grippy thing.
This is the green thing on the dashboard.
This is the part that holds your phone, and he grabs it with the phone on it, holds it out the window, and is like, "Look, it doesn't come off." Driving down the highway.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'll play it and your guys will be like, oh, it's that one.
Oh, no.
So what are we talking about? What'd you say?
You want to kill someone for using speakerphone?
Yeah, fucking murder you. Like, I thought of ways of how I could make an accident occur and make it not my fault.
Just punch them. Just punch the phone and so it goes straight in their mouth.
I had a blowgun for a long time, and I was really good with it. I thought about blowgunning people's tires, but then you get like spit DNA.
You had a blowgun?
That wouldn't work. You're not gonna fucking.
In that attic room, my mom's house, when we got high, I would have someone put their hand on the wall, and I would shoot between their fingers from the other side of the room, like 20 feet away. It was so accurate.
You weren't accurate.
I swear to God, dude. All you did to me in high school, you all had your fingers.
I was good at it too. Let me guess, you bought it at the state fair.
No, it was at this like knife store in the Northway Mall.
Oh, I know the one you're talking about. But was this?
No, but seriously, cultural. They're like long. They're, it's like, huh? It's a really long, thin, like metal shaft. Ha ha. Make a joke. But it was like.
Did you have to use two hands?
And you could shoot it 6 times and you would hit the exact same spot. Like, it was really accurate.
Did you have to use two hands to hold the shaft?
Only the big ones.
No, dude, I got good enough. Stability. Could hit birds. Like, I hit a couple of birds. Like, I would say, oh, he's going to move up and to the left. And what the fuck? Oh, you weren't going to pop a tire with that shit?
No, you can't pop a tire. But I was thinking about, like, at one point, you could, like, you remember the long ones? You could probably sharpen it really well to where you could go hit through the rubber. But it wouldn't even pop it. It would just stick in there.
Right.
So I thought about maybe the really short ones that were, like, an inch long and all they were was, like, a really short nail tip, you know?
Yeah, I don't think that would work.
I don't think there's any way you could really do it with the blowgun.
What the fuck did you just say about culture a minute
ago?
Did
you just switch me up?
No, this one tastes like shit.
So you switched it?
I was going to. But yours is almost gone. Why do I want to trade you for one that's almost gone?
Get a new one and I'll drink yours.
But what?
No, I said it's a trip. The like cultural differences. Like, dude, I've never even seen a blowgun.
What?
Never. What?
Just butterfly knives and brass knuckles.
Molotov cocktails.
Yeah.
I think
it's probably like our fit. Alaska's kind of the outdoorsiness, kind of.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just a trip to hear that you guys grew up using blowguns and shit.
If I was a parent and I lived in Southern California, I wouldn't give my child a blowgun.
I wouldn't even know where to get one.
That's why they don't sell them.
I got mine at the state fair.
You probably ordered online from Alaska.
From Alaska?
When you're in Southern California, nothing comes from the north direction.
She was probably packed. Everything's coming from south. In California and then shipped to Alaska.
Dude, but I had some of the best times of my life. I mean, the best times of my Southern California life in Mexico. When me and my wife were like 19, we went across.
That wouldn't be a California time then.
Well, that'd be a Mexico the time when I lived in California, like
when you visited Mexico.
Yeah, I visited Mexico.
So it wouldn't be a California time.
That's back when that shit wasn't.
But it's like never mind. Anyway, we were like 19. We used to go to Mexico because you could drink there, and we would just park right in the border for $10 and walk across the border, get a cab for like $5 to the bar, and the bars were like $10 for her, $15 for me. Drink all you want all night, free. And we would just get fucking trashed. This place is called Coco Bongo, and its logo was a giant Donkey Kong beating on the drums. And I was like, fuck yeah, this place is awesome. And it was like three different rooms and stories, and they had like nine bartenders. And dude, we got fucked up like a bunch of times and took a $5 cab ride back, walked across the border, and just passed out in the car.
That's fucked up. You can't do that now.
Yeah.
All these fuckers getting kidnapped and killed. And
oh,
shit.
Yeah. At the end of the time we were there, they outlawed it for the military. I tried to go across one time, and there was like an MP there that was like, hey, you, come here. I was like, what? He's like, give me your ID. I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, give me your military ID. I was like, fuck. Like, I get my ID out and give it to him. I guess I could have just been like, fuck off and kept going, you know, but.
Like is it your sk-
you know how it is to be E1, E2. You're just like, oh, he's got me. I'm spotted. Like
now, but see, it's funny now. I can actually like notice the people that are military. Like,
yeah,
see them in town.
You got this. You're different. You act different. And that's how like they try to tell you when you go overseas, like when you go to these different countries, like they're going to target you, try to fit in. And you're like, no, I'm fine. Like, we'll be okay. But it's like you were in they. From boot camp, you're just groomed to be different. Like, if you had a military friend or a regular friend that grew up in the same place, same time, like, they would be different.
Fascinating.
Yeah. I don't know how I got into this.
We could bitch about the
comparison. What were
no,
we talking about
talking
that
about
got me
going
into
to
comparison?
Mexico to
we were
drink
talking about the blowgun.
MP.
Oh, yeah.
We went from blowgun to life in the military. And you almost started crying.
but that was almost 10 years ago before like everyone started to get beheaded and shit, huh?
No, I was going like, I'm 26, so I was going like 6 years ago, yeah. 7 years ago.
It was, no. Yeah, it was just within the last like, I'd say 5 years.
Well, it was still kind of bad then.
I think it's, I don't think it's ever really been good. I just,
no, yeah, I think it's just gotten the ban was still there when I like got out in early 2012. Like, they never opened up Mexico again. It was, like, literally off limits. You're not allowed to go to Mexico if you're in the military. If you're caught trying to cross the border, you're, like, in trouble.
Well, they started kidnapping people from this place called Coco Bongo.
Sure, it wasn't Guadalajara.
No, but, like, one of my buddies married this Mexican chick down there. He, like, fell in love with this girl and married her. And no, but
Is she hot?
When you're looking on Craigslist for San Diego, like, you come up with shit from Tijuana. And so, like, I would see this. I'll be like, oh, my God, this is a sweet beach house, $700 a month. When, like, the cheapest shit you find is $1,200. And it's, like, 1 mile south in Tijuana. Like, there's a house on the beach in San Diego that rents for, like, $5,000 a month. And literally a mile south, it's, like, right. $500 a month.
Yeah, but you got to live in Mexico.
Yeah, $500 a month, you like 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom, like maid service.
I wouldn't want to live in Mexico.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Why? You could get away with it.
One of the guys I was in the military with lived down there, and he commuted every day. He'd have to wake up at 3 a.m. to cross the border to come to work in San Diego every day, and he lived in Mexico.
Fuck that.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to cross the border like that. It's crazy.
Me neither. I might not make it one day.
With me,
they might just be like, "No, fucking liar,
imposter,
bullshit. Get the fuck back, you fucker."
Great, and I'm stuck.
Great work on your beard trimming, but you're not fooling me.
Oh man, no, I regret that I never got to go there. Just. Get so drunk, I puked and passed out. And
Dude, we should make a trip down there and then...
I'm not going now. You're out of your fucking mind.
Come on, let's do it. We'll do a podcast down
there.
Like
3 miles.
We'll do an episode from there.
It's all about... It's a drug war.
I did hear about that. Like, if you go like way farther south, it's fun.
Or if you go like... Yeah. There's one of my other buddies that was there. This Mexican chick I knew. She used to go down to Rosarito all the time. It was a mile east of Tijuana. You just take like a different road to go down. You get there. And she said it was awesome. Or you go half an hour past Tijuana and it's like a paradise.
No, yeah, fuckers, let's go and let's see how many Mexican jokes you guys make. All
right, it's not gonna.
As soon as they get payback, they hate us. These guys have trapped me. I've been a slave for months.
I got news for you. That ain't gonna slow me down because they're not gonna understand it. So I'll feel free to just.
He won't be able to speak.
I'll learn that one line of Spanish.
Help me. Help me.
I'm willing to take that bet. You're not going to learn it in time.
Okay. I'll be all right.
You want to go then?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Tomorrow.
You got it.
He does know jiu-jitsu and wears tap-out shirts. Brodler.
Oh, man. Shit. How dare you use my word against me, you fucker. Dude, that was like the other day at work. We got this chick who's kind of new, and somebody we work with, I won't say their name just because I don't know if they want their name said.
Sheila. Let's call her Sheila.
No, a dude. He walked up and was like, oh, sorry, you have to listen to us. And I was like, how dare you apologize for me? I choose my words very deliberately. I mean to say whatever I say. Don't be fucking apologizing for me no matter how vulgar it is, dick. But, Devin, stop coughing.
I can't read your fucking writing.
Well, it says got his brother drunk. You said you had a story about getting your brother drunk for the first time.
Yeah, so.
Or was it the first time?
I think so. Okay, so.
So I put my dick in his
mouth. Chugiak High School. I think we're juniors. Like
wait. We're juniors? You're in the same grade as your younger brother?
No. I think me and all my friends were juniors. Sorry. No. I'm thinking, not explaining right. Me and a bunch of my friends were all juniors. A couple sophomores, a couple seniors. Anyways, I was a junior. My brother's in like, if I'm a junior, I'm 16 or 17. My brother's 4 and a half apart. So he's like 12, I think, 12 or 13. I think he's in elementary school. So I think he's in sixth grade.
Oh my God.
So you're not in the same grade.
Well, they might be.
No.
Shit.
I'm in 10th grade and he's in 6th grade.
The math skills are pretty similar.
I'm 11th grade. Carry the 9th grade.
He's a junior in elementary. His 1 year left.
I'm a junior. My friends were about juniors.
Your brother is 16.
No. My brother is like 11 or 12.
And you were a junior.
Yes.
In elementary school.
All right, it was an accident. Don't blame me. It's mostly my friends. Okay, so they have these things at Chugiak. They probably have them everywhere. It's like pep rallies or end of the year like parade.
That's just at that high
school. I never heard of that shit.
You never had like Wacko, like the wild and crazy Wacko? Kid Olympics?
No. That I would have not had.
Did you guys have pep rallies?
They just had those at special schools.
Yeah.
And for various reasons, like the dance or we won the football game or whatever. So, we always skipped them because they sucked. It was like, I don't want to sit there and watch some lame performance that got thought up in the last 2 days. So we'd skip and like smoke or go somewhere. One time we were like, you know what? It was like a Friday and they planned it. It was a long one. It was like 2 or 3 hours. Like after lunch, everyone was going to the assembly. And we were like, fuck that. Let's just go to lunch and not come back. And eventually we were like, we got a bunch of people. We're like, yeah, we're going to skip. We're all going to skip on Friday. We're going to go to my house. My mom worked in Anchorage. We lived in Eagle River. And finally somebody was like, why are we even going to go to school? But like a lot of people took the bus still. So we all took the bus to school and the people with cars met us at school. And after taking the bus to school,
we drove
like 3 or 4 cars back to my house, flew like sophomore, junior, seniors and got trashed at like 9 a.m. But there was like our plans were almost foiled. When we first got home, my brother's there. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing home? He's like, oh, I stayed home drunk. Wrong word. I stayed home sick.
Same shit.
Wait. But later on, we found out he had been staying home sick for school for like 2 weeks straight. because my mom left for work before his bus right. came. And so eventually he just found out, like, I go to school before, like, my mom's gone and I'm here before she gets back. So he just stopped going to school. See, and was, like, watching cartoons all day.
This is why you can't figure out how old or the difference in age between you and your brother. Because you were too busy skipping school.
Wait, so he wasn't really sick though, right?
No.
Because I'm just thinking you're about to tell a story where you give him alcohol and I'm picturing he's like home with the flu and you're like, drink it, bitch.
He was just skipping school. Like in sixth grade, he was just like genius thought all of a sudden like, hey, fuck school. I can watch cartoons all day.
So does that make him smarter than you? Because it took you until you were a junior to figure that out.
Figured that shit out when he was like 12.
I don't know.
Maybe we should call him and see how old are the difference in age between you guys.
Liam, you need to leave some comments on this and let us know if you're down. Okay.
Yeah. But anyways, so he's staying home.
Anyway, so yeah, we're home.
Sweet ass.
And this is one of the times I pulled the booze out of the ceiling. I think this might have been the one when we dropped it.
In the snow?
In the snow. And that's what I mean. On top of the ceiling in the snow, outside my window on the roof.
The roof?
I just not picture his house has like so many like hidden spots for alcohol.
No, it was my room was the attic, so it was literally
took
like
care of it. Nobody
flat
like
for a little bit and then slanted on the sides.
Like I have this horrible image of the house you lived in, just had puke on the side, like alcohol hidden everywhere, kids that don't go to school.
Oh, so okay, so we're all drinking. All right, so just cut everything out.
So the spray tan after.
Can't even hear you.
So my brother's been skipping school, just watching cartoons and shit all day. So we're there and I'm like, Liam, you know what, we're skipping school, we have this huge plan, like, don't fuck this up. Like, just shut your mouth and stay in the corner. not like that, but I'm seriously like, I'm furious that he's home. Like, can't fucking believe you did this to me. Like, had this huge plan. Anyways.
Well, it's because, you know, no matter how much your brother likes you, the younger brother, that is, they'll always cave. Just give in.
But see, no, because you said he's been doing it for 2 weeks. And, like, okay, you ever play hooky before, Hunter?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you obviously had a plan to do something. How long did you plan on it working out? Like, how long did you plan on it going on for?
What? The
like,
party?
We were playing hooky. You were just going to do it one day and that's it?
No, we skipped now here and there and everywhere, but like...
You said your brother had been doing it for 2 weeks.
He had been doing it.
Well, that motherfucker was never going to go back to school.
No, the school district here has...
Yeah, this is working out pretty good. I'm just going to keep doing it. 3 months later.
How come your report card says expelled?
Oh, it's I dropped typo. Out of sixth grade.
I changed my last name to expelled. Don't worry, Mom. No, I don't know how long he was planning on doing it. Like, we skipped, but like I still like planned on going to school and graduating, but skipping like days here and there wasn't bad.
How did you plan on graduating? You don't even know like how to do simple math.
I can add. What's wrong?
You can't subtract though, like the years you and your brother were born.
4 and a half.
Yeah, okay. So you were fucking Steve fucking up.
He's still thinking about it.
No, I'm not. It's 4 and a half.
So, anyways, you're home. Don't fuck this up for me.
Oh, yeah. So anyways, we're just all drinking and hanging out. And, like, I got wasted. I ended up being, like, pukey sick, laying on the counter in our kitchen, across the kitchen counter, laid down with my head in the sink. And, like, I had gotten, like, that Christmas, I had gotten a video camera, so I was into, like, videotaping everything for no reason. So there's a bunch of random footage from this fucking party of, like, we were listening to Queen, and it was like, Thunderbolts of Lightning! And it's, like, zoomed in on my brother's face, and he's just, like, screaming, the face, enraged eyes, like, he's wasted, just like, Thunderbolts of Lightning! And he's, like, this little sixth grader, like... It was
so
crazy.
You were so drunk, you don't even remember giving him alcohol.
No. Like, I don't remember getting him drunk. I'm pretty sure somebody else got him drunk that was there. Because I ended up in the kitchen on the counter, and this girl's parents came and yelled at us. Like, it was like, oh, I know you guys are hiding out here. I don't know what the fuck, how he found us. But there was, like, a bunch of us there. There's a bunch of random footage. My wife, before we were together, came up, and she had the camera and, like, filmed me. And was like, Devin, are you okay? And all you hear is, like...
Like you getting ready
this
to puke.
Like something is crawling out from inside of me. Like the most horrid. No, I, like it wasn't heaving. It was just this weird guttural, just like disgusting sound. And she was like, oh, I'm leaving. Like turned around and went upstairs.
I got to marry that man someday.
You chose
I'm
this.
I'm so turned on right now.
But yeah, so we just had this huge party, all got wasted, passed out, and then we were waking up at like 5, like, you know, like, oh, I feel bad, mom's getting home soon.
How did this end up stopping?
It's reminding me something.
Let's clean up.
Huh? How did this end up? You just did this one day?
Yeah. It was just a party. We just like skipped school and threw a bigger rager and got my brother wasted at like 12.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. So we were all of legal age. This was probably 5 or so years ago. My buddy lived with his brother and his wife like on their honeymoon. So we said, oh, I'm going to have a party at his house. And they had a mastiff, right? You guys know what that is?
Big ass dog.
Yeah.
Right. So long story short.
That's my dick's nickname.
Somebody put beer in like the dog's water dish.
Mad stiff.
Leprechaun? That's what it is. That's what leprechaun was.
But so they put a bunch of beer in his water dish, right? And the dog drank it all. And my buddy used to let his dog sleep with him. And the dog threw up in its sleep in his bed. What the was he putting in his mouth?
He was deep throating. So we have one that has his ass on it, now one that has the back of his throat
possibly
on it.
Possibly the same mic.
I hope so.
Be gross. Hold on. For you.
I think they're different mics.
Dude, I don't like any dog puking, let alone a fucking mastiff.
Oh, yeah. Even Chihuahua puke is terrible.
A mastiff weighs more than you do.
I went to this zoo. Yeah. I went to a zoo in Maryland when I was like 5, 6 years old, and there's these two orangutans. One came up to the glass and just puked on the ground and like started eating it. And another orangutan came up and started eating it. They were both just sitting there eating it, like fingering into their mouth, like touching the pile and eating it off their finger. And they would, one of them would just puke, and they would just kept going. It was disgusting. I don't know why I thought of that. It was fucking gross.
Well, that's like there's that one video of that baby sitting in front of the glass at some zoo, and that lion like
attacks. Yeah.
And the people are laughing. Like, what are you laughing at? That shit.
Like, if that glass
yeah, that
there.
Fucking lion's trying to eat that baby, and you're laughing hysterically. Like,
this lion wants to kill the child.
Yeah.
Oh, how cute.
That shit looks
how about that homeowner who dressed up as a tiger?
What?
Have you seen that?
Uh-uh.
We've been okay, so we get sucked into YouTube sometimes, and we have like these.
You suck what?
What? Anyway, so we look at these like Vine compilations or whatever.
It's funny I can whisper that so low no one could normally hear it, but since you both have headphones on, I can say things like penis, and you can hear it just fine.
That's right.
Anyway, and it's a guy like. The video starts out, you see like this cat like running across the screen, yeah. And then like a dog,
yeah.
And then this guy dressed as a tiger.
Oh yeah.
Wait, why did we? Oh, because the lion attacking the fish.
But what? Yeah, what's the point of this?
He just—it's just funny. Like Devin almost started crying because it's just this dude dressed in like this tiger outfit chasing his animal
on all fours. Like a little cat runs by, little that's dog runs by, and then all fours tiger suited man
that's
gallops
what
by.
He, was he running on all fours?
Yeah, dude. He just yeah, like the animals. Like he's it. Chasing the dog, just like the dog's chasing the cat.
Something's wrong with that dude.
Yeah, it was super creepy.
Something's wrong with that dude.
This my cat doesn't like it. He's like, oh hell no, don't bring the tigers up in this.
But
this is Cujo.
A dog named or a cat named Cujo.
Yeah.
Idiot.
I didn't name this my wife's cat. I had a twin cat, but I joined the name and give it away. On my friend's parents.
You
own
a twin
it.
Cat.
It's super fat.
Like they were babies.
There were four cats. Well, not twins, but there's four cats.
I had another twins. Like, oh look, I have four. Cats that are black, like two of them are twins.
That's right.
There was
bitch.
Four of them, and two of them had white stuff on them, and two of them were solid black. And me and Jess got the two black ones.
Good idea.
Cause we're black.
You're not black.
Everyone, don't let these people fool you. If you're not from the immediate Anchorage area, I need you to believe that I am black.
Yeah, cause tons of.
Just call Luke. He'll tell you about my blackness.
Tons of black people named Devin.
Fuck, I wish the dad on my
yeah,
phone
actually,
was
there's a lot of black people named Devin.
There's one, Devin the Dude, right?
He's a rapper. He's pretty good.
Yeah. So I'm watching this video. What the fuck? Yeah, dude. That dude had that costume for sex. That had nothing to do with Halloween or anything.
Post that on the Moose Knuckle page right now.
I don't even remember the password. Wait, no,
didn't you invite them to, or I mean him and me to be like admins on that?
Oh, the Facebook? Yeah.
Hey, you should be able to just go into your Facebook and click on the Moose Knuckle page and then share that. And then everyone listening to this can be like, oh, let me go to the Moose Knuckle Facebook page and I'll watch this video they're talking about and know exactly what's going on.
I thought you were talking about our WordPress head. I'm like, I don't even have the password memorized. No, I always have to look it up.
Yeah, I was going to say, it has me logged in under my account.
Yeah.
You should be able to go click like more on the side.
Yeah, dumbass.
They'll probably cut all this out.
Fucking know how
to we'll post it. We'll get it posted on there.
Listen, we're not cutting a bunch of shit. I already got to go back and find that shit about that other shit you said.
I want to know what that was later.
Also, I don't think you really revealed anything, so I don't feel like I need to really go back and edit that much.
It's just 2 minutes of nothing really happening. And
where him just going, wait, we have to edit that.
Yeah. It should be easy to find because you just pause like...
In the middle of a story.
Wait a second. This shit was hella illegal, whatever I'm about to say.
I don't want a lawsuit.
When you cut it out, just insert your voice saying... Illegalities were deleted.
Just put that.
Illegalities were deleted.
Just and then continue with the rest of what we're talking about.
Plead the Fifth R. Kelly song right in there.
Whatever.
Let me smell your dick.
I said plead the Fifth.
I don't know that song, Devin.
I plead the Fifth. Let me smell your dick. That kind of rhyme.
Wait, what song did R. Kelly sing where he said he wanted to smell your dick?
Let me smell your dick.
That's not R. Kelly.
I don't know.
I don't know what the bitch's name is, but that's hilarious.
On a completely unrelated note, before I get, I was gonna tell that cancer girl story.
I haven't heard this yet.
Wait, cancer girl.
My
cancer
buddy
bitch.
Cancer bitch. What do you?
Tell the cancer bitch.
What
sorry,
are you Dave Chappelle. I got cancer bitch. No, so
my balls.
This was probably I don't know a couple years ago, and I was at my buddy's house, and he was like. Oh, you wonder what...
It was like... after he cleared his teeth of my semen.
It's not that funny. Like, maybe to you, but... everyone listening. So, anyways, we're at his house. We're at his house, and he's like, oh, you want to go,
This is not going to be better.
No, he's like, you want to go drinking tonight at Coot's?
Let's get you more vulnerable.
Here, just let me rub your back a little bit, man.
Oh my God.
No,
oh
he God. Said.
No. Let me smell your dick.
He said that later. But so he said, you want to go drinking tonight at Coots? Coots is a local bar for all the.
World famous.
All the listeners outside of Anchorage, which is zero, but maybe we'll go back check this out later. But he says, oh, you want to go drink tonight? Some chicks I went to high school with are going to be there, and they want to meet up. I was like, oh, okay. He said, oh, you probably hook up with them. I'm like, what does she look like? Of course. I'm not going to pretend like I'm not that shallow. But no. So he tells me what she looks like. Didn't sound too bad. Whatever, we get in his truck, we're driving up there, blah, blah, blah. We get there. We're literally like at the door, like about to get in through security. And he looks at me and goes, oh, yeah, by the way, she has cancer. And I'm like, what the
fuck? I'm going to get you all the way to this point before I tell you that shit.
And I was like, what? I was like, why didn't you tell me this before? And I'm like,
because this is a point of no return, bitch.
Yeah, exactly. So
I need a wingman for this cancer.
So I'm like, I'm essentially like yelling at him. I'm not like yelling, but when you're like to your buddy, like, what the fuck, man? You know?
And we're you had something against cancer, people with cancer? Or?
Yeah, because look, man.
It's not contagious.
No. I don't want her last image to possibly be my skinny ass on top of her sweating, making an odd face. And she just fucking kicks the bucket.
I wish that was my last.
She was probably thinking the same thing. Like, I don't want one of his memories to be my skinny bald head.
No, she still had her hair. She still had her hair. But, so I'm yelling at him and literally, like, run into her.
We're going to hell.
And then.
Especially after that Bane video. We're going to have to post that one, too. Oh, my God. Have you seen the Bane video yet? No.
But then, but then nothing happened. And then...
just here, go, go.
Yeah, what the fuck are you guys pointing at? Anyway, so nothing happened. And then later the next day, she was like... Or not, he told me, he's like... She called him, and she was like, oh, she wanted to know why you didn't ask her out or blah, blah. I'm like, because she has fucking cancer. What do you mean, why? It's self-explanatory. You fucking
idiot.
Like,
I get what you're saying, but that makes you sound so
Jesus
horrible.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Like...
There's no coming back from that statement.
You were discriminatory against a
disease. That was a straight, like, I'm going to hell.
Well, dude, here's the thing. Like,
was she pretty?
Well, that's the thing. She wasn't bad looking, but you could also tell it had done something to her. Like, it was affecting her.
Wait, how?
You could just tell.
Okay. Like, I may be...
She had a cancer aura about her.
I may be...
That aura was disgusting.
I may be ignorant of the subject, but I just, like, I picture, like, the bald head and
well,
like, the shit
know.
You see in movies.
I don't
what
know.
Did she have?
I don't know why she wasn't bald, but she did look sickly.
Like she had the sunken eyes.
Yeah, exactly, man. You could just tell, like, oh, shit.
That sounds like easy pickings.
It probably would have been. But... oh, God.
Like, she probably had no self-esteem. You could have totally...
Oh, my God.
I probably could have. You fuckers have no stories like that because you're both married at 12.
No, I don't know. Hit with the same situation, I probably would have done it. Like, what? Well, if something goes wrong or she makes fun of the size of your dick, it doesn't matter. She's not going to last very long anyway. Like, who is she going to tell?
I'll get the last laugh.
You see, you guys are just as bad as me. She could be dead now for all I know. We're just bragging on her.
Oh, you didn't even know?
Oh, I have no idea.
Fuck.
So you never talked to her again after that night?
No. Oh, wait, no, I did. I saw her once, like, a couple months later.
Was she bald then?
No.
Was she still
oddly,
hot?
She gained more weight. I don't know if she was getting
so she
better.
Was hotter?
I don't know if she was getting better or what, but...
You should look her up, man.
I don't even remember her name. Just put it into Facebook.
If you once dated a hunter...
Cancer bitch! We're going to get a fucking email. No. It's going to be like, oh, that was me.
I want to be on the next show.
That would
if she emails us, she's getting on.
Oh, I'll let her
I'm
be on the
I'm just saying it
show.
Right now. She's going to come on.
I'll let her be on the show. But it'd
be super awkward making fun of her right in front of her, though.
No, it wouldn't.
Oh, because Hunter would get laid. Well, I've been thinking about you this whole time.
No, if she's better now, she wants nothing to do with me. She's like, I could do better. But anyways, for Steve, what's our outro?
I don't know. What shit, I already forgot the fucking... The
Moose Knuckle.
.podcast.wordpress.com?
No.
No dot. Dick, podcast.
Oh,
Moose Knuckle podcast is us. And then .wordpress.
.wordpress.com. I got the .com.
What else do we got?
You always got the com.
We got a Stitcher and iTunes. Rate us. We got a Facebook, too. You can go on Facebook.
That's right.
And if you're the cancer bitch, look it up. Hit up Hunter.
That's right. You could be a podcast guest. But, and then what's our outro saying?
Loving kisses.
Your favorite?
No. Your favorite itch to scratch.
You guys know who Kevin Pereira is, right? From G4.
The name sounds familiar. Yeah, that's the guy
we could steal his. His is kisses, hugs, and belly rubs.
No.
No. Why? He's a funny idiot. No, remember? Moose Knuckle, your favorite itch to scratch?
Yep, sounds good.
Fucking idiot. This Hunter later, guys.